We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting seven lines from the top, beginning of a line. Boyelahu Nasa V'Nasa Mai. If someone was over this Isser of doing business 3 days before a holiday, is the money or the products that you bought Aser? Is there a Knas or not? Mai. Rav Yechonah V'Nasa V'Nasa Aser, that there's a Knas. Chazal made a Knas that you were over the Takana and it's Aser. Shlokosom V'Nasa V'Nasa Mutter, but the evidence Mutter. It says first in a brisa, "Idem shevichovim nosav and noson aser." The loch is that it's aser. Clearly, that it's aser ba'ana. So how can you say that it's mutter? So after Gemara, I agree. My life from idem, isn't it before idem? We're saying that's aser. So Gemara lo idem dafka on the idem. I agree that if you do business on the holiday itself, it's aser. So Shlokos said it's mutter is only referring to before, 3 days before. But on the holiday itself, he agrees that if you do business, it's aser. Iked Amri, that the Shlokos asks Rav Yechonah kasha from here. Iked Amri eisver Rishim Shlokos Rav Yechonah and says in the lashon of this Mishnah Braisa, idem shevichavim nosav nosan aser. If you did business, it's aser. And it says idem shevichavim. It's mashma dafka on the edayim, so it's a diik to Rosh Lakish. It's mashma, so edayim in fei edayim loy. So it's mashma for edayim. It's no issa. So it's a kasher on Rav Yechonah. So Gemara no tana idvidi edayim karle. We call everything edayim, even before and the day we call edayim, and there was not a raya one way or another. Tanya of asay to Rosh Lakish. We have a raya to Rosh Lakish because she'amru aser losses losim oyem. This that we answered. It's only Osir Badovar Miskayim. Avadovar Shayna Miskayim Loy. But somebody's not Miskayim, not. Now, why would it have to be Dafik Dovar Miskayim? So, Vishlama, if you learn, it's Aslifli Iver, it's Aslatu Kreves.
What does that mean?
Oh, it means that if you sell vegetables to him on 3 days before the holiday, and this is before the advent of refrigerators, there's no problem because the vegetable will not last until that day. And we'll see in a second, we'll explain why. But that's the vegetable or not. But if you sell it last, good. So the shali this. If you learn that even if you're my name Moida, there's a Tosis holds his dafka. He only thanks his avodah zarah if you sell him something that he can bring for avodah zarah. Takreva. So then it's good. It has to be miskayim because he has to be able to be brought to his avodah zarah. If you learn like Rashi, simple pshat Rashi means because you're happy you did business. So why does it have to be davar miskayim? So zok Rashi. Rashi speaks about the question right here. But he also davar miskayim. Rashi says adyim edom. Why? It has to last till Yom Eidim. Why? The Chazilei Kamei B'Yom Eidim Azom Eidim. Rashi Shita is that you thank Dafka B'Yom Eidim. You thank Yom Eidim. And you have to like still have it at that time. If it's not, if it's already gone by then, you don't think of it B'Shas Maisa. That's one of the Pshatim. The other Rishayim, I think it's the Tamid Rebbe Yoina. They say Pshat is because if it's not Maskayim, it's not so chashu, it doesn't make him so happy. If he buys a cucumber, he's not that happy that he's going to go thank his Avodah Zarah. So that's the Var of Maskayim. But in any case, that's the Halacha in this price. It says, Kesha Omru also lost his loss in Moab, Loy also, Abdova Maskayim, something that lasts. Abdova Shen Maskayim, Loy. Fafil Abdova Maskayim, which is also to do, Nasa Venasa Mutter. If he did it already, it's Mutter Bahana. So it's a riot to Rosh Lakish. Tony Razu is ready to Rabbi Isha. Dovah Shem Miskayim, we said you're allowed to sell to them because they're not so happy, either because it's not going to last, they're not going to be moida on the day of Rezara, or because it's not so kosher. Aval ein loichemhem. You cannot buy from them. Why not? It's simple. Because buying from them, you're getting it off their hands. If they would have it one more day, it would get spoiled. So they're very happy you're buying from them. So then, that is a favor for them, and that is a problem. So the whole heter is, dafka moichemhem. But a Dovah Shem Miskayim that you bought from them is awesome. So I think I'm right. There's certain min, he was a Oyv Levet Ezara, and he sent a dinner to a special dinner. Dinner Kisrenol means with a newly minted dinner, Rabbi Yehuda, a newly minted coin to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, on the day of the min's holiday. Have a Yosef Rav Shlokos Kamei, Rav Shlokos in front of him, and he didn't know what to do. What should I do with this? Ashkele, if I take it, Ozol Moida. He'll be so happy. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya accepted a present from me. He'll go thank his Avodah Zarah. Loy Ashkele, Havile Eva. It's going to be Eva. So what does that mean, Havile Eva? Zok de Rishonim, the Rosh. Raya from here, the Meshum Eva, you're allowed to do it. Because it sounds like that's what he says. Alma iloy matzil shtemute deloy lahava le'eva zokter Rosh have a shakel afikav d'azal moide. But Tosis on that base says it's not a raya the eva's mutan. Tosis says miu ein mishum raya gemuro. Tosis that base says the shem alav mishum eva listri lahu yinoitel etza ketsa yasu shay eva. He's meant to say if I don't take it I have eva. What should I do? Not that that's mutan. It's not a raya. It's mutan. That's the shaila and the rishonim I learned. But in either case, if he's going to see it in a pickle. If I accept it, also moedim. If I don't accept it, it's eva. Amalar shlokish. I have an idea. Toil, take it. Throw into a bar in front of him. Amakolshkin have eva. It's even worse. It's major eva. So I mean to do it like by mistake. Make believe you dropped it right into the bar. So he's not going to thank his avodah zarah because that was pretty klotzy that he gave him something and he dropped it into the bar. But on the other hand, there is no eva because he accepted it. It's not his fault. He slipped out of his fingers. And therefore, that would be the eitzah to do in such a case. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Lahashilam l'shlem. So the first part of the Mishnah says, you now do business with him, buying and selling. The second case was lending him your hammer or borrowing a hammer. You now do that 3 days before Yom Eidah. So Bishlam l'hashilam, to lend it to him, I understand the Kamar V'chlu. He's going to be very happy. Kamar V'chlu means he's going to be moidel of Arizar because you gave him, he needed that hammer for years. He needed one, he found one by you. I have a lishul mem to borrow from him. You're taking it away from him. Like, why should he be so happy? So where's the tupshat? You're right. That really, lishul mem shouldn't be awesome. But it's a gzeira, otu lashilam. That if you allow him to borrow, he'll lend it to him. Rava makulam shum to ozol maidu. There is ozol maidu here. Why? Because the Chavim will be happy that the Yisrael tzarech loy, that the Yisrael needs him, and therefore will be happy about it. Now remember, we spoke from the Rishayim, it's a very good for the Rishayim, and we'll learn that these things, Lashilam, and Lahavaisam, and Lefroyam, was all at Ozol Moed. It's not Shai Lefneiver. The Rishayim will speak out, so that's what we're learning now in Ozol Moed. That's the sugi here. The first question was, what's Ozol Moed when I borrow from him? Why should he be happy? I just took away his hammer from him. Teretz is because he's the fear of Abayah, it's Xeru Atul Lashilam. Firava, it's because he's happy that the Yid needs him for his materials. That's Lashilam. Havoisam lovis mehem. Bishloim lahavoisam. We understand because of Marvel, he's got a big loan now. He's all happy. El lovis mehem, to borrow from him, am I? Lachayim, to borrow from them, Lachayim, why should I be happy? Am I baya? Xera lovis mehem, otu lahavoisam. It's a xera that to borrow, otu, because he's going to lend them and make it easier for them. Ravam, no, kulam shum ozol moedu. He feels good that the Yid needs a havav mim, and it'll be ozol moedu for that. Third case, lefroyon lefroya mehem. That it says over here, a shayla, if you pay him or you collect from him. That you're not allowed to do that. So bishlam lefroyam, you're paying him, you're paying him money, he has money now. El lefroya mehem, to collect from him, mutim aitlu. Now you take away money from him. How can I be happy? On my bay, xer lefroya mehem ot lefroyam. It's a gzera to pay, to collect, or to paying him. Rav Amakul Mishum Ozol Moedu. All these things are Ozol Moedu. Why is he Ozol Moedu? Because he's happy to get rid of the loan. Now, very good question. I'm asking that. The Mishnah talks about this. The Mishnah says, go back to the Mishnah. We have to remember Mishnah Beis. We shouldn't forget that. It says, Rav Yehuda, I'm in a fraud, man. Pay Shemetu Loi. You are allowed to collect because it hurts him. Amru Loi, Avi Shemetu, Achshav, Sameich Lachazman. Afterwards, he's happy. So, what's from Abaya? Abaya is a Xera? This is all the cases you don't first. You first a Mishnah over here that says that he's happy. So it's a very good question. The Ons B'chavet of Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Omer Abaya. Tema, Tosfos, Leim Le Abaya, Lom Le Abaya, Leim Shem Gzeiro, Leim Atayim Shnu Sameachu, Kedom Mastisim, Abu Shumetza Achshu, he's happy, got rid of the loan. So he says, that Shem Taima, the Sameach L'Achazman, Leka L'Migza, Kim Shem Sameach V'yem Eidai. Miu, but you have to have some kind of Simcha. So he's saying, the reason for Abaya is, Avada, it's a Gzeiro. But if it wouldn't be some kind of simcha, you wouldn't make a gzera. So avada, the Mishnah saying you have some kind of simcha. And the same thing for other two things also, like Tosfos speaks out. By la'avoisim, and he agrees to Rav Ashtikl, there's stickle simcha here. There's stickle simcha, but the ikar reason is gzera. Because since there's no simcha right now, there wouldn't be an issa on that. And Rav says, no, there's a simcha right now. Zog to Gemara, we said three cases, and they all sound exactly the same. Why do you have to tell me la shilom, l'shumahem, a little bit. What's the chiddush of all these cases? Matzrichi. Ditana tana losses. We have four cases really in the Mishnah. Matzrichi. Ditana losses losim to do business with them. Shukamar v'chlu. Vazul amayda. Because he makes money. He gets an item. Also amayda. Avalishlam mehem. But to borrow from them, the mutikam maitle, that you are taken away from him, shapadami, it would be good. Kamash law, no, that it's still awesome, because he is happy, even though you're taken away from him. Now remember, this sounds like Rav Svara. Zok Taisis, even if Abaye is same Sirkas, so why? Because we said Abaye also, there has to be some kind of element of Simcha, even if Abaye. So we're saying here, you would think there's no Simcha. Kamash law, there's a bit of Simcha here, that, because he's coming on to him. But you borrow from him that there is Saira Islay. Why? Because Omar Tuvle had his Uzi. Because he says maybe not gonna pay me back. So there the guy's a little nervous, he's not gonna pay back. So therefore Kmashlon, even then, is Vitan a little man should come about Karchim friend. I'll make him pay and my sir, Vahashtami Ozomoida. Now he goes thanks his Vadizar because he people need him. I will live from him. But maybe when he gets collected from the Sula Hadazuzi, he's never getting that money back. Maybe he has Tzricha. You need all these cases. Each case is a bigger chiddush than the next case. The first case is business. Of course, we understand why he enjoyed that. The next case is a case where you're borrowing an item from him. So what we take away from him? No, that's my said. It's chashiv, yes, chashiv. The next case was where you're borrowing from him, there he's worried he's not getting money back. He said, no, the deal might still force the money back. The last case is, you made him pay back, he's never getting that money back. And still, maybe that wouldn't be Ozul Maida. Kamash Balon, even then, Ozul Maida is happy he got rid of his loan. Zot Gemara Vait. Rabbi Yehuda Imer and Ephraim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to go and collect from the guy. Why? Because it's difficult for the guy to pay, and therefore he's not going to go thank his Avodah Zarah. Pray to Gemara, but less later, Rabbi Yehuda Apish made to Achshu Shmeichu Lachazman. He doesn't hold it as far as the Rabbanon said back. Rabbanon said back, no, you're right. Right now, he's not so happy, but his mice is going to be happy. He got rid of the loan. Who doesn't hold it at? But Tanya, it says in Hilchos Chalamoy like this: Rabbi Yehuda Eime Isha Lo Sosud B'Moyed. Isha should not plaster her face B'Moyed. The way they used to do is used to put some kind of makeup on the face for a few days. And then you took it off, and the whole face shined. So it was a major hana, but not on the mayid. Because if you did it on the mayid, and then it took like 5 days till it got better, that would be awesome, because it's not making it better now. Example for today would mean, like Isha does laser. Laser is something that doesn't happen immediately, that kills the roots, and then the hair comes out, so it doesn't look nice right away. So you're not allowed to do it on the mayid, because right now it's nivul hula. If you could take it off on the Mayid and you look good on the Mayid, should take close on the Mayid. So even though Bashas, when you're doing it, it's ugly and it hurts and everything, but you but on Yontiv, Simchulakazman, on Yontiv is even better. So what does Yehuda say? Clearly, that even though it takes a while to get the Simcha, it's called the Simcha, as long as it's on the Mayid. So here also, Lechaira, when he pays back, Lemaisa, when he gets the money out of his pocket and he pays it, it's, you know, it hurts. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he feels good to pay his bills, like today. So even something like this, don't pay his utility bills. He has to pay utility bills. He doesn't want to pay it, but once he pays it, he knows it's done. Finished, it's done. So Chari, the cash is, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda holds himself that there's something called Simcha. Tomorrow is Suturutzim. Omim Nachmi, it's called Hanach Lehilchas Moyed, leave it alone, Hilchas Chal Moyed, the Kulu Meitzar, all the things on the Moed are right now Meitzar. Does anyone love making cholent? It's not Kishmak making a cholent. But when you eat the cholent, it's Kishmak. So anything you cook or you shech, Bashas Meitzar is a Simcha. It's the Teitzah that's a Simcha. So that's the way Chal Moed was Shtal Devek. That is called Simcha Moed. So therefore he allows it. Mashenkin over here, Meicha Teisei holds that Simcha Lachazman means anything. That's one Teretz. Second Teretz, Ravina Amar, Oy V'chamlin Parayim L'Oyla Meitzar. When it comes to paying, a guy is always upset about it, according to Rudy. Never is happy. Why? Because he feels he'll get away with it. He'll never pay it up. He feels he'll never pay it up. Like Rashi says in Masechtas Moed Katan, V'afil achaz man shadayte liter of ligzis. Daitas is to steal it. He has no plans of ever paying it. Zot Gemara, Mastisim loiker v'shua men karcha. Our mission is like v'shua men karcha. Our mission as a v'chloikis, but it's all the way. The Tanakhama says, when you get him to pay back, it's always simcha for the guy. And Rida says it's never a simcha for the guy. Rav Shulman Karka is mechalik. Rav Shulman, at the time, Rav Shulman Karka Imer, malve b'shtar, if the yid has a shtar, ain't it from him. You cannot like collect from the guy, because there the guy will feel happy that he paid off. Because he knows he can't get away with it, you have a shtar. But milva peh nefram ahem. A milva peh, you're allowed to collect from the guy, lefnei edom, lekuli alma, that you're allowed to do, nefram ahem, mepnei, shukamatzel miyadom. Because here, if not, he's going to steal it. And it's like you stay saving it from him. So what's Rav Shulman Karka Mechalik? Milva b'shtar, milva peh. The Chachamim said across the board, you're not allowed to collect from him, because that's a simcha for the guy. Rabbi Yehuda says, always a meitzar for the guy, you're allowed to collect. If you have a shtar, you're not allowed to collect. That will be a simcha for the goy, because the goy has to pay. You are allowed to collect. Why? Because there the goy feels he'll get away with it. So there, the goy will feel he'll get away with it, and that's why it'll be a tsar for him, and then you're allowed to collect. That's the Rishuva Karkos Mechalik between the two. Zot Gemara. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achayrit, you got a klar Rishuva Karkos? Yosef Rav Shulman is in between cheetah between Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. In between cheetah, depends if you have a star or not. Yosef Rav Yosef Acharei Rav Abba. Yosef Rav Abba Kamei Rav Huna. We had here sitting in front of the Rebbe Rav Yosef behind Rav Abba. Rav Abba from his Rebbe Rav Huna. But Yosef Akamar Rav Huna said Hilchosuk Rav Yeshua by Karcha Pasuk Rav Shulman Karcha. But Hilchosuk Rav Yehuda. Hilchosuk Rav Yeshua by Karcha Hadamar. Like we just said, that he holds there's a chilik between star and milvape. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, Hanoisin Tzemer L'Tzeva L'Tzvaya, Loi Adam. You give wool to a person who dyes a wool to dye it red. But Tzavai Shachar, he didn't do what he's supposed to do. He made it into black. Or Shachar, he has no black. But Tzavai Adam, he did it red. So on top of that, Zayin Amun Aleph, it's a machlaik. This Rameo Eimer Nois Loid Meit Samroi. You give, the Rameo holds me, Rahul and Rashi Pshat, that here, since you changed, so you're like a ganiv, and therefore you could keep it, and you just pay him for the tzemer. And you could gain on the deal, because you got the tzemer now that's a dyed tzemer. You all do is pay for the tzemer, because like a gazan, you pay for the wool. Now, you Yudayim, it doesn't make sense that the uman should be gained from his mistake. So it's Yodei Al-Taftayin. Yudayim says, Yudayim, it's up to the guy who's buying it. He can say like this, if it's worth more than the yitzia, more than expenses, I give the uman, the professional, I just give him, the guy who dyes the wool, I give him the expenses, and that's it, I'm potter. I get the wool, I gain on the deal. If the expenses are more than the shvach, because it's not worth so much because it's red, it's the wrong color, all you do is give him the shvach, you give him less. It's yodai ala, the guy who's mashana is yodai ala tachtoina. Whoever changes is yodai ala tachtoina. So Rav Huna said he passed over Rav Yehuda. So he said two things: Pasuk Rav Shulman Karcha and Rav Yehuda. Hadun Rav Yisla Pe. Rav Yehuda turned around. He was being chayzer. He was being meicha on what the Rebbe was saying. Why? He says like this: Bishlam Alach Rav Shulman Karcha. We need you, Rebbe. Why? It's Rechsak Adai Tachamina Yochad Rabim Alach Rabim. Here we have a Rabim. First we have the Chachamim, and we have Rav Yehuda also arguing on Rav Shulman Karcha. So maybe they wouldn't pass Rav Shulman Karcha. Why do you have a tamei lach Rabbi Yehuda? Pshita. It's pashut like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Maseches Bava Kama is a machlokes, and the Maseches Bava Matzia is a stam. The machlokes va'achak stam. The Masech that after Bava Kama is Bava Matzia. The lach is if you have a machlokes and then you have a stam, you go like the stam mishta. The machlokes va'achak stam. The lach is stam. Machlokes Bava Kama. And stam b'metzia. Why? It says in Mishnah b'metzia. It's not in the Mishnah b'metzia. It says in Perek Zoyches Umnim. Call him a shana. Yodei ala tachtoina. Whoever is mashana is yodei ala tachtoina. Mechol achoyze boyno. Whoever backs out yodei ala tachtoina. So you see, klar stam Mishnah is call mashana tachtoina. Like Rav Yehuda. Why tell me to call Rav Yehuda? It's a Mishnah. It's a stam Mishnah. So what's from Rav Huna? We have to give a ganz psak. Rav Huna mishum de'ein seder la Mishnah. There's no seder. Maybe the Mishnah B'Metzia was said first. So Rav Yosef says back, Yochi, kol machlokes v'achas stam lema ain't said l'mishnah. So when do you have his klal of machlokes v'achas stam? He always said there's no said l'mishnah. So Mar says, no. Ravuna, ki lo yaminin ain't said l'mishnah, b'chod masechta. One masechta, you have machlokes v'achas stam, there, it's taka raya. But betray mesechta amrina, and there you can say there's no seder. Here, bar mitzia after mekama, maybe bar mitzia was first. But Rav Yosi says no. Kula nezikin chadam mesechta. The whole nezikah is one mesechta. So here it's in the same mesechta that the stam after mechlekes. Therefore he says, why do you ever tell me block like Rav Yehuda? I know it's a block like Rav Yehuda. It's a stam. It's a mechlekes. I got a stam because it's one mesechta. But Rav Huna says no, it's two mesechtas, and maybe it's not in order. That's one tiny pshat and tiny Rav Yosef. The boy is saying, I'll tell you why it's pasha da halacha is like that way. Forget about al tzmachleik is achastam. I'll tell you why. I'm telling you like abe halacha psikta, hilchos al psikta. But mitzvah, it's not the sugya of yoda al tachtoina of kol mashana there. It's not that sugya. But it still brings it in. Why could saying by all the halacha is psukais? And since it's brought in this place, which doesn't really belong here, the reason why it's brought here is to tell you the halacha lemaises. And therefore, that's his kasha. Why do you have to tell me halacha k'rav Yehuda? I know it's halacha k'rav Yehuda. It's my first mishnah by halacha p'sikta. It's either because it's a stam, or because halacha p'sikta, we know it's halacha k'rav Yehuda. Therefore, he said, you don't need to tell it to me. Rabbi Shimon bar Karachi, you have to tell me. But that you don't have to tell me. And the reason why the sugya came in is because Rabbi Shimon bar Karachi was mechalek between collecting from a goy, if it's Milva Vishtari says, you're not allowed to collect from the goy. Why not? Because there will be Ozul Amoydah. Vashaykh Milva Peh, he'll never thank him because he thought he'll get away with it, and therefore that's a chilak or a Vishimu Karach between Milva Vishtar and Milva Peh.